This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Tig, we really do some investigative
work. We do some Sasquatching. Sasquatch. You better Sasquatch your back. Sasquatch it. Had you heard of this documentary before?
No.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
No,
maybe
but
I had.
I don't think I would have been attracted to it because I've never really thought too much about Sasquatch. So I would just
We find that out too.
This episode. It's interesting. I want people to listen to this because one of us has an open mind about Sasquatch and Sasquatching. Is that a thing? And the other person doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder who those people are.
Shall we get into it?
Yes, we shall.
Ladies and jerks, welcome to Sasquatch.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Okay.
All right, girl.
Okay, hey, girl. Hey, let's do it. Shall we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we just get into it?
It seems like it.
So today we're talking about Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
I like
we
to
are talking about sausages. Today we're probably going to end up talking about sausages.
Sasquatch is a 2021 three-part documentary series directed by Joshua Rofe. R-O-F-E. And produced by the Duplass Brothers.
We haven't heard from anybody ever where they're like, hey, you mispronounced my name.
Yeah, and I'm furious.
Not once.
And not even our listeners are like, wait, you got that name wrong.
Right.
They're just like, that's fine, however you want to say it.
Stephanie, when she texted me today saying she was listening to the show, she was cracking up saying, I can't believe Cheryl stumbling on all these pronunciations and that it goes in as is.
Nobody bothers to figure out the right pronunciation and then fix it. Nope.
Yeah, we don't clean it up at all.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so this film follows investigative journalist David Holthouse as he investigates a 1993 triple murder case in Mendocino County and its potential link to the mythological creature known as Bigfoot. The documentary is available to watch on Hulu. Oh my God! This film. Can we call it a film?
It was three. It's a three part.
Okay.
But before we go any further,
yes,
could we, Thomas? Could you pull? Do you know the song "Mendocino County Line" by Willie Nelson? It's a nice duet.
Oh,
I kept thinking about it. If we could just hear a little taste of it, and for our listeners who are not familiar with this wonderful tune that. Willie sings with, can you give me her initials, Thomas?
Barbara Streisand.
L-A-W. Leanne Womack. Yeah, an awesome duet between Willie Nelson and Leanne Womack. Please enjoy.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures and these photographs.
Do you know the song, Cheryl?
No.
I used to make you happy once upon a time.
Come on. Okay. We don't have time for this. I appreciate it, but we've got a lot of things to talk about. I like it.
Are you not a Willie fan?
I like Willie Nelson.
What about Leanne Womack?
I don't know what else. What is she? What's one Leanne Womack song?
Mendocino County Line.
I'll say yes. But I can't think of one of her songs, so I don't know what that says about me. But it's kind of old school, isn't it?
What? Willie and Leanne Womack?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that song probably came out in the past, I would guess that probably came out around 2000.
Okay, so 21 years ago. That's old school, no?
Thomas, do you know when it came out? All right, 2002.
That's old school.
Oh, I'm sorry. So if something's old, you just throw it away?
No, of course not. I worship it and take even better care of it. Can we get to Sasquatch? Listen, this is, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Did you find this fascinating?
I did. Okay. I got a little.
Oh boy. Bogged down.
Well, I was really going in.
Don't give anything away at this moment in time, but go ahead. You were going in.
I was really going in wanting to see proof that I wanted to be swayed that there was a Sasquatch.
You know what? I thought this documentary was going to be about all the people that believe in Sasquatch and the different things that they believe in. Yeah.
Right.
So you think I thought it was going to be funny?
I thought it would be funny in parts, but...
You wanted to see some evidence.
Yeah. I wanted to walk away going, wow, okay, maybe there is a big mammal, hairy mammal that's out there.
Okay, well, let's not...
And there might be.
Spill beans.
Okay.
Okay. So in the fall of 93, this guy, David Holthouse, was visiting a cannabis farm in Mendocino because this is where they grow lots of, I guess, great marijuana.
Dope.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't. Did you know that?
No. It seemed very romanticized, the area, because of the Willie Nelson and Leanne Womack song.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a beautiful area.
They never mention in the song, hey, watch out for Sasquatch. lot of druggies running around
here. Oh, but maybe that's why he's singing about it, because of all the...
Well, he is a pothead.
In the song, does he talk about, hey...
Hey, pothead. No, there's no mention of
pot growing.
A Bigfoot or pot.
Because this area is known for Bigfoot or Sasquatch. By the way, I would like some clarity on... what you're supposed to call this.
Is there a difference?
I don't know.
There can't be two different out there, like a Bigfoot and a Sasquatch. I think they're the same. Bigfoot. Here's what I remembered when I was listening to this is, as a child, maybe you did this too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wander back deep into the woods
looking for Bigfoot.
Did you?
No.
And I don't know if kids still do that, or if it was more of like the 70s era. But when I had free time on my hands,
you
I was
were looking
out
for
and trying not to step in
a Bigfoot
quicksand.
Oh, quicksand! Yeah, no, quicksand was a concern.
Yes.
So in this film, so David Holthouse, he was in that area. Mm-hmm. In the fall of 93. And so it starts out, he's he's remembering this story of when he was younger, 93. Yeah. They went up and up and up into these woods in the middle of nowhere in this little cabin. I guess just for the whole pot growing of it, right?
Wasn't he working? Didn't he get a job or something?
I couldn't figure that part out.
Okay. Well, I felt like he was there for some work, maybe, or visiting a friend or something.
Visiting a friend. So, just a
There's
quick...
There's no way of knowing.
The thing about David Holthouse, not Hasselhoff, David Holthouse, is that he's this extraordinary journalist. So, since 93, he has written these amazing articles about, like, going undercover with, I think, like, meth heads, and going undercover with skinheads, and, like, really doing some investigative journalism.
Like he does.
Like only David Holthouse can do. Mm-hmm. And so he was remembering this event that had happened to him, so he decided to go back and investigate it. So in 93, when he was up there, they were hanging out, and these two guys come to the door, and they are frantic, and their eyes are wild, and they say, "We just found three mangled bodies, and some of the pop-
mangled meaning like cut
ripped apart,
yeah,
like not a person, you know,
together,
yeah,
their bodies were not in one piece,
yeah, and some of the plants were destroyed, like stomped." Mm-hmm. down, but none of the pot was stolen.
Yeah.
And one of the guys said it was Bigfoot.
Now.
Yes.
We should also let our listeners know right out of the gate when you hear that they're growing pot.
Yeah, right.
And then some
some guy
comes
with
all
with a wild look in his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Comes running in the middle of the night with crazy eyes saying he saw Bigfoot.
You do have to consider the source a little bit.
Yeah, you have to really stop and go, hold on a minute. Hold on 1 minute. It's not like there's a tennis club and it's the middle of the day and people are, you know.
Just finishing up a match and having coffee.
Yeah, and somebody comes up and is like, oh my goodness, you are not going to believe me, but I believe I just saw Bigfoot.
Yes, exactly.
That, for some reason, would be more alarming if, you know, maybe a 60-year-old woman was playing tennis and she just saw a Sasquatch in the woods.
Yeah, but the two tweakers.
But middle of the night, some guy in a pot patch with eyes googly in every direction saying he just, you know, saw what he saw. Were you out of the gate like, okay. Or were you like, oh my gosh, maybe he saw Sasquatch?
I was like, I had the same reaction. Like, okay.
All right.
They are in the middle of a pot patch.
Patch.
I like that it's a pot patch. I'm sure nobody in Mendocino County calls it a pot patch, but let's get it going. Yeah, I was like.
It felt like a misdirect in the beginning. That I didn't take the bait on.
Yeah.
So the whole movie.
Yes.
I was really like,
okay,
we better get to some hardcore proof that there was a Sasquatch.
Yeah. You know what really, what I realized about myself watching this?
Oh.
I, for some reason, and it doesn't make sense when I think about it now, I thought Sasquatch was one, there was just one of them and the world, but I guess it would make more sense that there's more than one Sasquatch
because of
they've been around for
and they would
procreate.
Yeah,
and I was also unclear when I was watching it if the plural of Sasquatch is Sasquatch or if it's Sasquatches. Did you notice that in the film
or Sasquatchy?
If you're describing somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that guy was so Sasquatchy.
Yeah, I never really thought about it. It kind of is that feeling still to this day when I have to say, yeah, I texted them It doesn't quite feel right. Sasquatches. Oh.
That's how I feel about the word pet. Like when you pet your dog, if you're talking about it the next day, do you say I petted?
First of all, why are you talking about it the next day? Why on earth are you talking about? Why? Why? Give me a scenario where you would need to kick that up again.
You know, like if you
and why are you not saving those golden stories for this podcast?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're telling somebody, oh, when I guess it's pet, when I pet,
or when I was petting, because you're referring to past
when
tense.
I was petting.
Yeah, that's
right. So you can't say petted.
I don't know.
I'm sure our listeners will let us know what they find out.
Is it pet, petted, or was petting? And you petting. Clearly have no problem with saying, oh, yeah, we texted yesterday. That never struck you?
Yeah, no, that doesn't strike me as weird.
Texted.
I texted.
Ugh. Sounds okay. So weird.
I text you yesterday. What do you say? I text.
No, I do say it, but I am always feeling like this sounds improper.
Can't be right.
Yeah. And this comes from somebody who says tump. Tump sounds fine. Texted?
I like that.
That's weird.
The things you concern yourself with are shocking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, so he goes back and this is called the Emerald Triangle because the cannabis they grow is bright green and it's very beautiful and... And these trees are gigantic, and nobody's up there. It's like a weird little...
Except possibly Sasquatches.
Sasquatches. So we should land on Sasquatches.
Yeah.
Because what's the plural of bear? Bear? Bears. Bear?
A bear came up to me. There were a bunch of bears.
Deer is deer. The plural of deer is deer.
Yeah, there's a deer. There was a bunch of deer.
Right.
You know... There's this comedian, Dion Cole. Do you know him?
No.
He's really funny. He was a writer for Conan for a long time. And he had, he has this joke about, what are you supposed to call it when you're at a bar and you want to buy a round of Grey Goose for people? do you get a round of Grey Geese? I always thought that was so funny.
I enjoy that. Round of Grey Geese for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes up there. David Holthouse goes up there. And now he's starting to ask around the locals, ask them what they know. Mm-hmm. And he finds this one guy. So the people that look for Sasquatch are called Squatchers. Yeah, Squatchers, which is something. And here's a Squatcher that's talking about Sasquatch's scent. You want to hear a little clip?
Yeah.
The one thing I have heard about Sasquatch is that usually before you see them, if the wind is blowing right, you get they have a very sweet, musky smell. That could be when she's in that time of her moon cycle and when she's really looking for love.
Well, where do you begin?
That's the clip we threw to. Is Sasquatch on her period?
Moon cycle. I prefer to call it moon cycle now.
On the rag. I hate that saying.
I hate it too. Why do you even say it?
I don't. That's the first time, honestly, in my whole life I've ever said it.
Yeah. I like moon cycle. I think that's a nice, gentle reference.
Right. But do you really want a big Sasquatch walking through with the wind blowing her moon cycle in your face?
This was also the first time in my life I have considered Sasquatch to be a female.
You were going to say a woman.
I was going to say a woman, but that doesn't make sense now. Female. But, yeah, a lot of people say that Sasquatch stinks.
You know what? This is, of course, very unrelated, but this has bothered me.
Okay.
I read a news article recently, and it really, really bothered me. It's so weird and wrong. This cop was talking about a 2-year-old little girl, I think, that was murdered, and he referred to her as a 2-year-old lady.
Wow. Well, I mean, probably because everybody's sensitive about the word girl now, and maybe he's just used to calling everybody
lady.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine a 2-year-old toddling up and being like an... Or just saying, oh, yeah, I just gave this lady a cookie.
Pacifier.
Yeah, a pacifier.
Well, maybe this cop was under a lot of stress speaking in front of people. I mean, that's almost the number one fear, is it not, of people for public speaking?
Spiders, I think, is up there, too. Imagine speaking to a room full of spiders. Oh, my gosh. Up on a high building. Yibbly.
And then you have to get in an elevator with them all. Okay. Okay, so, gosh, we haven't gotten anywhere. So, David Holthouse, now he's asking around. And now people are starting to say, hey, this is a dangerous place and you should not be poking around.
Yeah.
But the thing about David Holthouse is he's kind of tough, right? He's been through it all.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he talks to, I want to talk about the guy. Remember the guy, the two guys that had the footage of Sasquatch walking?
Yeah.
And then Sasquatch stops and looks over her shoulder? I still don't know.
Yeah.
How do they know if it's a guy or girl?
Well, she was going to get maxi pads. She was looking back to see if anybody was watching her go to get her stash of where she keeps her stash of maxi pads, or as I call them, maximum padding.
Oh, is that what it stands for? That makes sense. Yeah. And the gold standard of Bigfoot footage is that 1967 Patterson Gimlin film.
Yeah.
And Bob Gimlin is an old time squatcher.
As opposed to the new time squatchers.
And he
you must know I am an old time squatcher. What if somebody said that to you in a bar? Would you know what they were talking about?
Well, now I would.
Right, but before this, seeing this, they're
I would be like, I don't know what that means, and I would.
I'm an old time squatcher.
Would you know what that means?
No.
No. But they know, these guys up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they're all old and new time squatchers.
Yeah. So. Nobody's saying the whole word Sasquatcher.
No. Ooh, I wonder, is it supposed to be like Sasquatcher, like you're watching Sasquatch?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I am a wordsmith, you know.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear Bob Gimlin describe his Bigfoot sighting? By the way, when people talk about Bigfoot, they are very passionate.
Yeah.
The people that have had an encounter with them are terrified.
So wait, so you believe in Sasquatch? You feel like these people have in fact seen a large human in a monkey suit walking around the woods?
What? How dare you? There are some anthropologists in this who, you know, they say they believe, and they have some of the footprints, and they have...
that. Just because you get a degree in something and you practice and work at something doesn't mean you're also not insane.
Do you think that there are species on this earth that we have not labeled yet?
Sure. I just
okay.
think...
Okay. Case closed.
No, case still open. So you believe that there are large humans in ape outfits walking around the woods?
I refuse to.
The woods.
I am not going to do this with you.
But you do. You do feel like those exist.
There, I think there could be a species out there that we don't really know too much about.
Right. But back to my question.
Do you think... Yes. That being said, I do
You believe in Sasquatch?
I don't necessarily believe in Sasquatch, but I don't know for sure that there isn't Sasquatches. Do you feel like you know for sure there isn't Sasquatches?
It feels like a large enough being.
Yeah.
That it feels odd that when the guys with the camera headed out to find a Sasquatch that are very hard to find, found one in 20 minutes, and they were rolling.
Okay.
It just feels like a large enough being that there would be something.
Okay, do you want to hear Bob Gimlin? Okay,
yes,
here we
yes.
go.
The 20th day, it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
20th
day. The sun
day.
Was still up, nice. And we was riding up the creek bed. And all at once, one was standing across the creek, looking straight at us. You see her make that famous turn like that to look at me when I got off the horse. When I saw her, I thought, oh my God, these things really do exist.
That is so anticlimactic what he said there. I thought, oh my gosh, these things really do exist.
It wasn't like I called the Pentagon. I guess you don't call the Pentagon. I don't know who you call. When
Pentagon,
you
hold please. Can you hold, please? Hi, I saw a Sasquatch. Is that the protocol? Is when you do see one?
I don't know who you call.
Get the Pentagon on the phone.
Who do you call? Who do you call if you see a Sasquatch? Who's that call to?
You call the Pentagon.
And I don't think they're going to take you seriously either. I mean, that's also... but why is it a government threat?
It's also like... it's that same feeling of, you know, of course, if you see a Sasquatch and you call the Pentagon or anyone, no one's going to take you seriously.
No.
And if you see Jesus Christ
call
the Pentagon, nobody's going to take you seriously. And to me, that is an indication that maybe those aren't...
they don't exist?
Maybe. And whether Jesus existed at one time is one thing, but the fact that Jesus came back or will come back, I think people maybe know deep down. Because I feel like even people that I know that believe, if I were to call them and said, I saw Jesus Christ.
Come through the door.
Anywhere, Cheryl.
They would be like, okay.
They would laugh and they would doubt it.
Well, what about...
same with Sasquatch. If I was like, okay, you don't believe my Jesus Christ sighting?
I did, however,
see Sasquatch.
In a pot patch. But what about a ghost? What about some sort of ghost type of visiting?
I don't know. I mean,
are you more likely to believe somebody that said, whoa, I had a visitation by a ghost?
I'd probably be more likely to believe that.
Than Sasquatch?
So you'd believe Sasquatch over a spirit?
No, I believe a spirit would visit.
Sure, but you're saying over Sasquatch, which leads me to believe that you feel like, well, if you got a visit from a Sasquatch...
I'd be like, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it does seem like, okay, this is going to sound horrible. Mm-hmm. No, I don't even want to say it because that's weird.
Say it.
Ugh. What if a human and a bear had a baby? Would it be
Why
a Sasquatch?
Why a bear?
Well, because they, oh, instead of like a gorilla?
Yeah.
I mean, just because a bear is so big and lives in that area.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what lady is having sex with a bear. What lady is going to have sex with a bear?
Or a man. It could be a man had sex with a bear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Oh my gosh, Cheryl. What lady is going to have sex with a bear?
Oh my God. That makes so much more sense. I was just thinking.
She's out there flirting, trying to get his attention. Hello.
Oh my God.
And first of all,
oh God,
that he's going to have sex with her and not kill her.
I know. Well, that's
and then she's going to walk around for nine months
carrying a bear baby.
A baby cub.
A baby Sasquatch. You're and right.
Then,
it makes
and
more
then go
sense.
Deliver it. Where? In the hospital or out in the woods? Oh my gosh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, all right, so for clarity, the bear would carry the baby and have the Sasquatch, and maybe that's how it happened.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Okay, God, we got to get back to this Sasquatch, the film. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay, I just have to say this, and this is sad. Okay. And you're going to, you know, strut your peacock feathers around when I say it. Mm-hmm. On episode 2, this is a spoiler. Episode 2.
See, you get to decide when the spoilers happen. I feel if I went to say it, you'd be like, no! Oh my God, no! No, don't spill the beans!
Because I announce it. I give people a chance to stop it down. So if I say I'm about to say something that's a spoiler, they know. Our listeners know, okay, pause it and go watch the thing. But you just, you know, two seconds into it, you're like, oh, and the guy dies at the end. It's like, what? That's not, you can't say that. But you just did.
Are you finished yelling at me?
Well, you yelled at me first. It started with the bear lady thing. Okay. On episode 2,
Bob. You're walking up on that love scene.
I do like the courtship that would happen. Hello, Mr. Bear. Are you interested in any of this?
She puts on a short skirt and high
dances
heels.
Around her campground.
Puts on makeup and does her hair.
Oh my God.
Puts on some pantyhose. Oh. I don't know how to get ready for
a bear encounter. Yeah. Okay. Episode 2. Bob Hieronymus. Okay. Claims that Gimlin and Patterson paid him to wear a suit for their famous Bigfoot footage.
Excuse me while I strut around.
But that's... Now we're taking two guys' words mm-hmm. against one guy who
word.
Said... one guy's word and the two guys' words.
Mm-hmm.
So who do we believe?
I tend to believe the man who is saying that
he dressed like Bigfoot and looked back.
Then the drama of he waves at them or
yes.
they don't wave at
right.
them.
Right. It's been decades. Mm-hmm. And they still live by each other and they're friendly enough, but...
You don't believe that man put on a...
I don't know what to believe, Tig.
I mean, that Sasquatch in the movie...
Yes.
Could not walk any more like a human, a civilized human being. There is no movement that is different.
That is other.
Yeah. Monkeys, apes, bears, they all have a different way of walking. This guy was walking a 7-Eleven. This lady was walking a 7-Eleven to pick up some maxi pads.
Why was it a she? When he was like, oh, there she was. I was like, why is a Sasquatch always a lady?
I don't know.
You're right, though. You would have liked to have seen maybe down on all fours for just a
or
moment.
Or some different kind of movement
gait,
that you
some
haven't
sort of,
seen.
Right.
You know?
This
was just like... I'm heading over here. Oh, what's that? And the Sasquatch doesn't even, as few times as they see humans,
yeah.
it seems like, this being acted
yeah.
so familiar with seeing humans and wasn't scared, just
or
had
curious.
To go get nothing. Was just heading in that direction and nothing's going to stop them.
Sasquatch must have a good sense of smell. You think that Sasquatch would smell them and be curious and come over and...
Something. Or run over and kill them. Or sniff them out. Something. Stop.
And look. Instead of just an over the shoulder.
Yeah, just glance.
You guys getting this?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm on my period. I have to go get some maxi pads.
I think we decided on Moon Cycle. Okay, so what David Holthouse found out was, yes, there was an incident in 93 around this place called Spy Rock Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very isolated. And the Hells Angels control that area.
Yeah.
They all carry... A lot of people carry guns,
mm-hmm.
and many of these farms at the time would set booby traps.
Yes.
Why
are they called booby traps?
I don't know. I don't like it. And why are TVs called boob tubes?
Why are tits called boobs?
I don't know. A boob job? It's weird.
Boob. Or like somebody that's a real doofus is a
yeah,
boob.
A real boob.
That guy's a boob.
Yeah, it's a strange word. Boob. I try to use it as little as possible. But I did say booby trap because I don't know what else you would say.
I don't know if they're called anything. You could just say a trap.
Yeah, little traps. Like a line, like a fishing line
uh-huh.
with hooks
yeah.
tied to it.
Yeesh.
That they would string up, that would be like eyeball height. So if you were walking into somebody's...
Hook your eyeball.
...pot patch, it would hook your eyeball. So anyway, the point is, this was a very rough place.
And it also seems like there'd be a lot of Sasquatch catches.
Oh, with the little traps?
Yes.
Yeah, because they also... Oh!
Oh.
Just having a thought.
Uh-huh.
With all the bear traps out there, how come a Sasquatch has never been caught in a bear trap?
Exactly my point.
Oh! Maybe the foot is too big to get in the bear trap.
No, because the human in the Sasquatch Bigfoot costume knows to watch out.
Knows where the bear traps are because they put them there.
Yeah, because they're in the suit to be caught on footage. So they're not going to put them in an area where there's going to be a lot of booby traps or bear traps.
So in 93, pot was illegal, and now the government was coming in. They were coming in and trying to shut down.
Yeah.
And it made everybody even more sort of paranoid, isolated. They started, hiding out in front of their crops with guns, and they weren't going to go down. And so it was a really rough place.
Really sounds like a living hell out there.
No, it does.
What should be a beautiful, peaceful area, it just has such horror.
Yeah.
Not to mention it's running, a bunch of Sasquatch running around.
Yeah.
Sasquatches. 300, they think.
The Squatchers. Oh, no, those are the people that watch.
No, the actual Sasquatch. There's like 300, they think.
Yeah, how do they know 300?
They're making everything up, Cheryl. Not just Sasquatch, but the amount.
But it would make sense. There probably would be around 300 of them in all the forests.
Why? Where? How do you come to that with your number crunching?
I mean, if they've been around for so many years, it's not going to be, six of them.
Right, but you thought there was one. All of a sudden now you're like, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. There's 300.
I never thought it through. So here's what David Holthouse found out when he started poking around. That, there were three guys that were killed. And there's actually a guy that lives up there that they call Bigfoot.
Yeah. Gary Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then... do you know why they call him Bigfoot?
He has big feet.
Yeah. He has big feet.
There'd never be a woman in town named, Cheryl Bigfoot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's got big
feet
and walks around barefoot. We call her Cheryl Bigfoot.
So he now David is thinking, oh, I get it. Now there's this rumor going around, and what you find out about this particular region is there's a lot of racism.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of racism going on. And then there's a rumor, he thinks that three men were ordered to be killed because they got a local girl strung out on meth. Although the rumors, there were different rumors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. One was maybe these guys who happened to be Mexican immigrants.
Raped her or something, right?
Yeah. And so the dad, Bigfoot, ordered them to be killed. But then when David Holthouse really investigated more, he realized that Gary Bigfoot didn't even have a daughter in 1993.
Yeah, so that was out the window.
And then so David is thinking, oh, maybe am I chasing a real Bigfoot? But by the way, David Holthouse, this guy is not lighthearted or goofy or, he's not silly in any way.
No.
He's a serious guy. Did you find?
Yeah. I mean, he's not like serious vibe. He's not like smoking
devoid
a pipe in a
right
in not a library.
Right. He's got a sense of humor.
Yes, he's not like this Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, I don't believe.
Because
David's like, look, I was there when the guys came
in. He's just a straightforward guy.
Yeah, straightforward, yes.
Yeah.
So, Tig, yes, after a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
And this is when, seriously, if you're going to watch this documentary, now is the time to stop it. If you don't want to know how this ends.
Stop the podcast.
Yes, stop the podcast.
But if you don't want to know how the documentary ends, you should also stop that.
And just walk away.
Yeah, just walk away.
You've come this far, just go. What David realizes is, through a lot of investigating, and he got down to the nitty-gritty and found out, like, the worst guy out there.
Yeah.
But we never find out his name. But he says, I'll tell you what happened.
Uh-huh.
That there were three Mexicans moving in on a territory. And they were supposedly trying to take it over from these elderly farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So people started spreading rumors about a Sasquatch to try mm-hmm. to scare away the Mexican workers.
Yes.
And then using pickaxes and bolt cutters and a forklift, they made the murders look like a Sasquatch attack. And then they knew that the guy that came to David's cabin, they knew he was like strung out on drugs and a quote unquote chatterbox. So they planned it that this guy
What is a chatterbox?
Somebody that would talk
that
about.
That would tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about everything. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, I know those kind of chatterbox, but when he used chatterbox for this guy, I thought, oh, is that somebody who's like jaws, you know, going like I'm a chatterbox. I'm on drugs, you know?
Oh, well, maybe. I mean, is there maybe I don't know anything about that the world.
It's probably
drugs.
It's probably just a
someone
really gossipy drug addict.
And he might grind his teeth if he's had too many drugs.
Which I do in the middle of the night.
We all do. That's why they make so much money on the night guards.
Which you wear a night guard?
Yeah. I mean, and they're expensive.
Do you wear them every night?
Yes. Because doesn't the dentist tell you you have
yes,
to wear them
but here's
every
the thing.
Night?
I know. And I did for a while, and then I get tired of cleaning it. It's so annoying to clean them.
Yeah.
You don't clean yours.
Well, what do? Brush it a little? You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to brush your
Mm-mm.
mouth guard?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. Are
Wait,
you?
Wait, what do you...
How
yes,
do you clean yours?
My dentist told me to use soap and water.
Soap?
To brush it.
Not toothpaste?
No.
Oh, interesting.
He said don't use toothpaste.
No, maybe I've been doing it wrong for
So you don't
years.
Clean your mouth guard?
I brush it.
And that's it?
Yeah. So now David realizes,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's been chasing monsters all of his life, like these bad people. And he thought, well, I'm going to see if there's maybe this mythical creature.
And he's also somebody who was raped as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is really key in
it
his
is, yeah.
Journey of trying to find
monsters.
The
bad people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which
because
I love that part of this movie.
Yeah.
The guy talking about how monsters are created by human beings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Whether somebody really becomes a monster in their life or they create these imaginary monsters with, you know,
right.
to direct their fear and anxiety. And
right. So he, at the end, says he doesn't believe in Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. But he believes, like you're saying, in greed and its power to make people do evil things.
Yes.
Woo! We ended on a heavy note.
We did. But, you know, there's a lot of heavy stuff. Murder and rape and a heavy Bigfoot.
And a big, by the
heavy
way,
foot.
I mean, what about all the Bigfoot footprints?
Well,
don't tell
you've
me
heard about
somebody made them.
Gary Bigfoot.
Oh, could just be.
I mean, that was the hilarious part to me, is the people showing the cement foot imprints as proof.
Yes.
They all look different, first of all, which was so funny. Like, if it's supposed to be proof.
And there are only five toes, then why are there six toes on somebody else's?
Or just even the print of the bottom of the foot. They're just, it's not like, it's just.
So you think there's no way in the world there are Sasquatches?
I do not believe in Sasquatches. Okay. I'm sorry. I was really hoping, that was the one letdown of this movie. I really went in thinking, okay, they're going to show footage that is going to blow our minds.
Where people are camping.
Yeah.
They hear a noise.
Yeah. Or you're going to talk to somebody that seems normal.
Not somebody from a pot patch.
Not someone crawling out of a pot patch. Not somebody with completely dead eyes. Not somebody that has been living off the land in the wilderness and hasn't
really
interacted
isolated.
With a human.
They are very isolated. Yes.
Just something where.
Yeah. You wanted proof.
And just a story from somebody that just
seems normal.
Seemed like they were playing tennis.
Why do they have to be tennis players?
You know what I'm saying?
Sasquatch is not hanging around tennis courts. But yes, I know what you're saying. Like, why not like a mom and a dad?
Yeah, a mom and dad.
That doesn't live there.
And they got footage of Bigfoot scurrying off and then coming up close and then
seeing all the footprints.
Yeah, just something. Just not
why don't
one.
We see more than one? If somebody comes across a footprint, why don't we? They can't track it to see where she went?
No.
Okay, Tig, are you ready for some final thoughts?
Yes, please.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
If I did, I am the single most unstable person alive. No. I mean, I guess I could have cried, you know, about the torture and the murders and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't cry. Did you?
No, I didn't cry, no. Who were you attracted to? I mean, let's just say it's Slim Pickens.
It is. I think it's going to surprise you who I was attracted to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want to guess a surprising? I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
It's the guy who filmed the Sasquatch.
Oh, he is cute.
So nice.
The older gentleman?
Yeah, so nice.
So nice. What was his name?
Except that he won't wave sometimes to that guy.
Bob Gimlin?
Yeah, Bob.
Bob Gimlin.
Yeah, that
he had his very pretty eyes. No sunscreen. He hasn't used sunscreen.
No.
None of them have.
No. But he seems to have an open heart.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am surprised that you... Well, you want to hear mine?
But you're surprised that I would what? Leave Stephanie for him? Okay, what? You're about to tell me what?
I'm surprised that you did not find David Holthaus.
Well, I knew you were going to go for him.
Well.
And I don't want to fight over another guy.
I hear you. David Holthaus, the guy, there was something about him dangerous. He had long hair and you knew that he'd been hanging out with murderers and.
You like that?
I do, because that means that he understands people on a different level, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
And he was articulate. Boy, I just sound.
But it also means he's drawn to those people.
Yeah, no, I don't want to marry him.
Okay. Oh. No, he was really cute when he was younger. They showed pictures of him younger.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's very likable, really smart.
Yes, yes.
But I knew you were going to, I was like, oh, Cheryl's going to want this guy.
She's
so I'm
go
just going to
go
with Old Mr. Gimlet or whatever his name is.
Bob Gimlin.
Yeah.
So even though Gimlin, in theory, hired Bob...
For sure.
Haranois Mamas to dress like
Haranois
Bigfoot.
Haranois Mamas?
To dress like Bigfoot, and that's okay with you.
You know, he's just so
You're not doing
adorable.
It on character. Yeah, he's just adorable. Yeah, let him have his life.
Like,
he's
let
having
him
a ball.
Do his thing. He's having such a good time.
He's having such a good time.
He's having his friends dress up in monkey suits and run around the woods. That's my husband.
That's my
He lets me do my thing. And
oh, God. All right.
Let him do his.
Well, before we go, would you like to read some true fan mail?
Yeah, read some.
Okay, here we go. This person is called Don't Stop Stopping, which I like that handle. Don't Stop Stopping gives us 5 stars.
Don't Stop Stopping means to stop.
No, it means don't stop. If you're stopping.
Well, you're stopping, so don't stop doing
keep
that.
Keep going.
No. Don't stop stopping.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, you're doing a great job stopping. Don't stop.
Yeah, don't stop.
Mm. As a compulsive film podcast listener, whoa.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I was surprised at how little these goofballs actually talk about the documentaries they choose. It's more of a riotous, intimate, and sometimes raw peek into Tig and Cheryl's friendship. The only structure you can count on is Cheryl getting the Ladies and Germs intro wrong every week and Tig patiently correcting her. Oh, patiently?
Yes, thank you. Don't Stop Stopping.
It's a perfect example of the wackiness you can expect. Like, just let Tig take that part over. Oh, I would love to, but she won't.
Well, the reason being, I like to hear you stumble on words and mispronounce things.
I don't know why I do stumble on words. When they do discuss film content, they do so unpretentiously and with genuine candor. You will fall in love with these two hilarious women and count the days until each new episode drops. Oh, wow. This is so amazing because this person listens to film podcasts.
I know. And they've stuck around.
They must have been so shocked. Well, they say I was surprised at how little they talk about the documentary.
I really think about the people
that just tune in.
That must smoke pipes in libraries and find out about this documentary podcast. And must check it out.
And just, they must just listen to it like, what is happening? And then they, I imagine they listen to the whole, like, what kept.
And why do they do
stop
it again?
Stopping? I know. What kept this person from turning it off?
Well,
I think it was just
the
sheer
shock. They fell in love
shock.
With us.
Oh, yeah, they fell in love with us. Well, that's nice.
I was surprised. Stephanie called me laughing so hard. And I was like, what is so funny? And she was repeating to me what we said. And I guess, you know, she and I make each other laugh so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not unusual. Mm-hmm. But there's a degree to which I would think that she would be
like, oh, used, boy. Yeah.
Like, just like used
I hear
to
your
it. Like, you
stuff.
Know, like, I'm, yeah. But I'm, it's so flattering that it makes
Aww,
her laugh that hard.
That's so nice.
I don't know.
Hey, Stephanie. Hey. All right, Tig.
All right, Cheryl. Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Next week, we will be talking about Wiener, which you can, Cheryl.
I know, I'm
which
immature.
Which you can rent on Amazon.
Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kovacic and Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.